the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the Awliya Allah, and the Shuhada, the martyrs, yes, they have tasted death, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns their soul to their bodies, and physically they are still alive in their blessed graves. The great scholar of Islam, Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has beautifully mentioned that the bodies of the blessed Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the Awliya Allah and Shuhada, the martyrs, rahimahumullah ta'ala, in their graves, their bodies don't decay nor do they decompose. Because Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has kept their bodies protected and safe from decomposing in the ground. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi mentioned something so astounding for all the lovers of the Awliya Allah and the pious people. He says that whomever help is sought from during their life, it can also be sought after the demise as well, referring to the awliya, the pious people. He further says that there are four such people amongst the awliya. They use their authorities in matters in the same way as they did during their life, their apparent life. And in fact, they have more authority and abilities given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist even after the passing away. Who are those four individuals, those four awliya, elite awliya Allah? He says, Sayyidina Shaykh Ma'aruf Karkhi rahmatullah ali, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ghusi Pak rahmatullah ta'ala ali, and the other two are Sayyidina Shaykh Aqil Munjibi rahmatullah ali, and Sayyidina Shaykh Haya bin Qais Harrani rahmatullah ta'ala ali. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who grants them permission, who grants them abilities to even assist you and I after the passing away. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.